checking out Value Driven Life. I am your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and today you are in for a treat. I have one of my clients, Kavin. You might have heard him on a previous episode where he talked about some of his struggles with snacking and late night snacking and the tactics we have to work on that. He was able to sit down and share a specific experience with our coaching community that we have that I thought they would get a really high value out of. And it's because he worked a 48-hour shift for his new job. And he was able to stick with his nutrition habits, the nutrition guidelines that he's been practicing, and he was able to basically have a somewhat easy time sticking with things during that 48-hour period. Now, I thought this was important because I work with a lot of parents, and when you have a newborn, things are up in the air. It feels like you've been awake for 30 days and 30 nights, and, well, you might have been. It's also helpful for those who are first responders because these are tactics that you can also apply there to anyone who works shifts. It would apply as well. So I think you're going to enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and let's get into it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Kavin. I've been working with Chris for finishing out our fifth month. And last week, I had a challenge that, thanks to Chris's coaching, I was able to successfully navigate. I ended up taking on a graveyard shift in the middle of my work week, which looked like me being awake for 48 hours. I reported to work as usual for 5 a.m., left early, and then reported back to work that same day at 9 p.m., and then stayed through my normal report time, 5 a.m. the following day, and ended up like coming back midday. Also staying awake to go to sleep at a normal time to keep my circadian rhythm as a routine. And so knowing that this was about to happen, I kind of reached out to Chris and was like, hey, my numbers might look pretty wonky, because I was anticipating not wanting to cook, being so tired that I was craving the high calorie foods, because that's a common thing for when I'm tired. I want to eat high calorie foods. Body wants the energy. And I was kind of worried about it. Chris assured me, no big deal. Wonky numbers are not a thing. It happens. We all go up and down, and hopefully all of you are pretty comfortable with that. We got to get out of our heads sometimes. And so going into this, I kind of had a plan, but that quickly was interrupted, and then so I had to double down on a plan, and that's what I want to share with you guys. So my routine breakfast is a yogurt bowl. I have some yogurt, protein powder, and some berries, some bananas, and some flaxseed. So that's one of my staples. When I am having to eat out, something I often have is Chipotle, because it's a trackable item. It's easy to input in the chronometer because it tracks the ingredients a la carte, just like if you were to order from Chipotle. All right, so I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here. So I had my breakfast that morning. Boom, everything's good. I leave work. I go pick up some lunch to drop off to my dad. While I'm in there, it's a barbecue spot. Everything's smelling good. So I say, oh man, I'll just eat some meat and I'll have some vegetables and fruit at home and it's going to be good. So I picked up some sausage. And then here's the monkey wrench. When I tracked that sausage, it was like 800 calories for two links, and it was super high in fat. And, you know, my first thought was, dang, this got wonky really quick. So as I was wrapping my brain around this, I went ahead and tracked out the rest of my food for that day and the rest of my food for the following day. And at that point, I had an idea of what I was going to eat when, But I was able to let that go as I was working. And at the end of the day, I ended up nailing the caloric budget both days in a row on no sleep in a high-stress work environment. And so what that ended up looking like was eating my breakfast, having the monkey wrench lunch, having a dinner before I went to my shift, and I packed a snack, which I anticipated eating before midnight. So I included that snack in day one's total calories. So eating a meal at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, that was well-balanced and enough to satiate me. That actually held me well into day two. I say well into day two. I probably stopped for a snack about 2 a.m. So let's say 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. So that 6 hours, 6 to 7 hours. And then I had that snack for a lunch break, if you will, at a time that I wouldn't be eating. I would have been sleeping. And for that snack, I just had a quick protein drink. I had an apple, a banana, and some oranges. So I had some good fruit. And my fruits also served as my carbs. Then I was able to keep rolling. And that also held me until it was time to have breakfast again, which I packed my breakfast, which was my routine yogurt bowl. And then I left work in time to go pick up Chipotle, which was a planned meal. Everything was tracked. And then I was able to have dinner later on that day, which was also a planned meal. And then I was beaten. I went to sleep, woke up. The metrics on the scale were still heading in the right direction. I stayed well within the caloric budget. And all of that was thanks to planning, not necessarily when I was eating the meals, but what I was eating for the day. Which now that I'm sharing this with all of you, it kind of likens to me, it kind of likens to the concept of an MRE, a meal ready to eat. If any of you are in the military and had to eat a bunch of MREs, sorry. But, you know, those weren't designed for you to sit down and eat the whole MRE. It's a really, like, calorically dense package. And it's designed to be spread out throughout the day to sustain your energetic needs. And so I thought that was a pretty cool event that I was really worried about it being a challenge. And so if you guys are dealing with pattern disruptions that are going to interrupt your flow and interrupt your routine, if you can get ahead of it and don't sweat so much about when you're eating what, just say, hey, these are the foods that I'm going to have today. These are the foods that are going to be available, readily available for me to eat, and I'll eat them as I need to. It's going to be all right.
So I'm really grateful that Kevin was able to share that, and I hope you had some big takeaways there. Now, if you are working on your nutrition and you are working on your training and you want to really dial things in to focus on your weight management, look no further than Value Driven Coaching. That is my coaching company where we can take a deep dive in one-on-one, working together online to focus in on the things that are most important for your life, but also making nutrition and fitness fit into your life exactly where you are right now and not the other way around. Oh, and if you're a parent, I also have a signature coaching program that's 12 weeks long called the Parent Strong Method, guaranteed to help you lose weight, get stronger, and not get overwhelmed in the process. Keep your eyes and ears out because enrollment will be opening for that at first week or so of April. So I'm pretty excited for that too. We've seen some great results from the clients who have gone through. So without further ado, I hope you have a great day and that you go do amazing things because you can.